It's no secret that American writer Robert Fulghum loves the Czech Republic, and that his books, published by Argo, have proven immensely popular here. He has been back at least 10 times over the years to promote his work, from his famous All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten to his latest Memories of One Adventure. Czech Radio's Pavel Novák caught up with Robert Fulghum at the Bookworld International Book Fair in Prague, asking him about everything from his career to his childhood in Texas to life here.
The first time I came here, I met my editor, Czech editor, and we became very, very good friends. And she understood what my writing was about almost more than my American editor. And so she introduced me to a lot of people. And the publishing house she was working for, Argo, is a very crazy, wonderful, fun place. So I came again and again. Now this is, I think, the 10th or 12th time I have been here. I don't go to any other country for books except the Czech Republic. And for some reason, the Czechs and I seem to fit together. I think when I first heard the story of Jarrett Zimmerman, I thought, oh, I understand these people. So little things. But when I'm here, I'm very comfortable and at home. But I always have a good time when I come.
Do you have some preferable places in the Czech Republic where you want to return?
I think of all of Prague and all of the Czech Republic as a museum of contemporary culture, sociology, anthropology. So I don't go to cathedrals. I don't go to castles. I don't go to battlefields. I like to be out where people are. So I have a flat over in Smircha, and I live the same life that most Czechs live. And I ride the trams, I ride the buses. I like being in the museum all day long, every day.
What about you and modern technology?
I say that one of the nice things about being alive in the 21st century is that you can have every kind of possible tool you can imagine. You don't need the tools you don't use. I don't have television. I don't have cell phone. I have an email account, but I don't use it very much. But I'm still in touch with the world. I like to listen to the radio. But there's nothing wrong with those things. I have three people who work for me. They have cell phones. They have, you know, all those things. My wife, who is sitting over there, she has a cell phone. So I don't need them because I have other people do. I don't like technology. There's nothing wrong with it. I just don't like it.
If you still use your pen, do you have computer? Do you have tablet? Or how do you write your stories?
Well, I say that I am writing 24 hours a day in my laboratory, which is between my ears. And my writing machine is made out of raw meat, 3 pounds of raw meat, which I feed with ice cream and chocolate and real meat. And then there is a time when I will take notes. I have my notebook always with me. And then there are times when I walk up and down with a friend and tell him stories. And one of the very last things I do is go to a computer to get it. But all the real writing is happening when I'm out watering my plants, for example. I'm writing always, even when I'm asleep. Something's going on inside the meat.
I know that you still have house in Crete.
That's right.
Yeah, so regularly you are there. And I remember there was a part of your book as you greeted your neighbors, and you said malaskes, what means something totally different, and also this guest means something totally different. So how is your Greek? Do you learn a little bit language?
Two things have happened. One, very much like in the Czech Republic, in almost any Greek town, everybody speaks English now. And they want me to talk English to them to make their English better. They don't want to hear my Greek because they think my Greek is very funny. And so only when they want to laugh do they ask me to speak Greek. So the world has changed. When I came to the Czech Republic in 1994, I had to have an interpreter. Now in Prague, I can speak English and I don't need an interpreter anymore.
You are almost 76. You don't feel to be 76. What age do you feel you are now?
Sometimes 12, sometimes 30. Rarely. My wife is peeking at me and smiling because she knows. She lives with the 12-year-old sometimes. I know that I'm at least 40 because I know some things I could not know when I was 12. But I don't dress old, act old, think old. And a lot of my friends of my age, now they're talking about, oh, an old guy like me, and I have to, and I, that's not me. I dance, I walk. I'm lucky. I don't think there's anything special about what I've ever done, but I'm not an old man yet. Someday.
What about your tango? Is there an improvement?
It's better. It's not good yet, but it's nice. It's like taking up yoga or tai chi, or it's something you can work on as long as you live. You can always learn. You can always get better. If anybody says to you, I'm a very good tango dancer, they don't know what they're talking about. That's not tango. So every year, a little better.
You were born in Waco, Texas, just a dozen kilometers from town, which is called the West,
where there
happened a disaster. Several people died, and also in West lives a big community of Czech descendants. How did you take that news, what happened in West, in your region?
I had been to West many times. It was only 20 miles from my house, and we went there to get good bread and to get good sausage. And Willie Nelson, the famous country western singer, was from there. And I didn't know when I was a young boy that it was Czech. It was just, in fact, the word we use is bohunk, for short for bohemian. You feel bad. Anytime people are killed, it gets reported all over the world because we live in the global village.